Jake McLeod is the 24-year-old Queenslander. He carried a four-shot lead into the final round after a record 10 under par in the third round. Moving day. Geez, he certainly moved suburbs, didn't he? There's no doubt about that. I'm glad to say Jake McLeod hung on to win by two shots. He joins us on the line. Hi, Jake.
Hi, boys. Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What a day Saturday was. Firstly, tell us about that 10 under, mate.
Well, yeah, it was a special one. I reckon probably the best round I've ever played. Everything, like all the putts were going in, hold a chip shot as well. You know, the hole just felt really big that day, so it was fun.
Did you think of the magical 59, Mark?
Well, I didn't, no.
No?
I would have had to birdie a lot of the, you know, a lot of the last few holes, but yeah, I just wanted to shoot 12 because I shot 11 last year at the Open. So, but unfortunately, three putt in the last. But 10 under was still pretty good.
What was your mindset going into that last round? Because you were four strokes in front, and then you had a bogey early.
Yeah, I thought if I could shoot around even par on the day, that should be enough to get it done. So I just wanted to play same game plan, but a little bit more conservative. And the game was feeling great. So, I mean, I just grinded it out, really. I didn't play special, but I think the eagle on the 11th hole really sort of cemented it in.
Beautiful. Jake, I'm sure you've had a chance now to have a look at the names on that trophy, that Kel Nagle trophy. Kel's name's on there. Some of the greats of Australian golf, including major winners like Greg Norman, multiple times. Jack Newton's on there. Ian Baker Finch is on there. Craig Parry's on there. Peter Lonard's on there. And great players. Norman Von Neider in the past has won it as well. And now your name's on there, mate. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it feels great, especially as my first win as a pro. Yeah, it's still sort of sinking in. Don't really have too many words for it right now, but I'm just stoked. Yeah, it's unreal.
You must be feeling confident now that you've got the monkey off your back, that you can, you know, you've had this breakthrough tournament. You can take on other competitions and go in there with your head cleared, knowing that you can compete against the best.
Yeah, exactly right. I think it's it's a little bit of relief off the back, you know, just to, get that first win. And, you know, obviously going into contention in tournaments in the future, it's just, you know, I'll be able to come back to this situation and know that I've done it before and hopefully can do it again.
It goes up a notch, mate, this week. I mean, it's nice to be the New South Wales Open champion and carry that form into an Aussie Open, but the competition gets even stiffer. What sort of expectations do you think this can kickstart you?
Yeah, definitely the competition this week is going to be a lot stronger. A lot of good players coming over from America and Asia, etc. But my game's feeling really good. I've sort of, this will be my third Aussie Open. My last couple have been, I've gone pretty well. So hopefully this year I can do a couple better and hopefully get in contention on the Sunday to feel those airs again.
The course looked in pretty good shape too. We were out there on Friday. Do you get a sense when you turn up to a golf tournament that this is my day and I think I can play pretty good around here when you just have a look at the course and the setup?
Yeah, definitely. There's courses that really suit players' games and some that obviously don't. And I've actually played the Lakes once before for an Aussie Am about 3 years ago. And there's just one round there and I played really well. It's kind of similar to my home track up in Queensland with the greens and bunkering and stuff. So I quite like it and kind of suits my game. So I'm pretty excited for it.
Where's your home track in Queensland, mate?
Rural Queensland.
Oh, Rural Queensland. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful course there. Mate, you're an $81 chance at the Aussie Open coming up on the weekend.
Yeah. Could be good value.
Well, Matt Kuchar is the favourite, and he won this morning.
Well, he's no value. He's $6.
He's at $6.50, but there's some Keegan Bradley's playing. Have you played against any of these guys before?
I think Matt Kuchar's played in Fiji before and stuff.
Yep.
And I think Brant Snedeker's playing this week, and I've played in the PGA when he was playing and stuff. So, I've played with a few big players now in the same tournament. So, hopefully, I'd love to have a round with one of them on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, you might even get a, well, it'd be even better on Saturday and Sunday, mate, if you're in contention. Yeah. But even practice round to walk around with these guys and sort of learn from them, that would be a good opportunity as well.
Yeah, exactly right. Any chance you can get with players like that is a great opportunity.
What about a young Cameron Smith, mate? Did you grow up through the juniors with him at all?
Yeah, I did. He was a year older than me, but we played a lot of junior golf sort of in Greg Norman Foundation events and a couple of state teams together. So he was great growing up with, you know, he was just unreal. And obviously he's playing unreal at the moment as well on the PGA Tour. So hopefully I can get to there soon.
And what's your strengths as a golfer, Jake? And what do you need to improve on going forward?
I think my ball striking's been pretty solid the last couple of years. The short game was kind of letting me down a little bit, but that's all I've been sort of working on in the last sort of 6 months to a year. And that's really, really improved. Some of the results I've had in this year have been just because of my short game, really. So I think, I just got to keep on working at that because that's what all the best players in the world are really good at.
Jake, congratulations again, mate. We just wanted to say well done and play well at the Lakes this weekend.
Great. Thank you, guys.